My most memorable English learning experience is secondary school, because I take EMI secondary school, so mainly they use English to teach every subject except Chinese and Chinese history, and I can learn so many vocabulary and some professional noun terms in science. For example, some photosynthesis or some chemical names or such as phenolphthalein. And also I always use English in mathematics course, so I can using my English to speak the mathematics equation. Somehow even now my English my mother tongue is Cantonese, but when I teach mathematics, sometimes I also use the English. For example, x squared plus y squared equal to c squared and so on. I seldom use Cantonese, and I think that it's more fluent for me to speak English in mathematics or even some sign terms.
Actually, what you've told us right now is really interesting, because your major is a Bachelor of Education in Chinese.
Yes.
And yet you feel comfortable using English to teach math. And you know there's a big debate about whether or not we should use a mother tongue to teach subjects like math. So
yes.
That's interesting that you've come to that conclusion. Do you find that some of your friends have the same opinion or different opinions to you?
My friends in secondary school have the same experience or some same feeling, but the most different that my English is not as good as usual. So even as in a normal communication, I can't speak English fluently, or it's still fluent in my mother tongue Cantonese. But for the professional subject, for example mathematics or science, because I have used English about nearly 7 years to learn the science theory and the mathematics. So in this area, I can speak English fluently, but only in this professional subject. So besides the other normal communications, I still use Cantonese more fluent than my English.
So as someone who is
I think it's better to use English to teaching science subjects, because in science subjects we have to talk about many science theorems and some technical terms, which is linked up in English. And if we just use the Cantonese, or sometimes the professional scientists, or even in Hong Kong, they didn't know what I'm talking about in Chinese. But if I speak in English, they will all know what I'm talking about.
So let's move on to reading. Do you have some memorable reading experiences in English?
My most memorable English reading experience is the some novels, for example Harry Potter, this popular novel, because when I go to watch the movie, I think that is not as good as the novel. So I will try to have more reading, and also my secondary school have a pen that you can upgrade yourself by reading books which have identified into different levels. For example, when I just go to the secondary school in secondary one, my reading level is just identified as E level. So I have to improve my English by reading the novel or the books or others articles, or even the English news, to upgrade my English level. So finally, I have upgraded my level to level A, but the highest level in our school is SSS.
And when you read, teaching, or can you read e-books?
In the past, I prefer to read the hard copy because I think that is more realistic. But from now on, because the technology, I think the ebook is okay, and sometimes it can saving my time for checking the dictionary because I can just highlight the vocabularies and then get the meaning and the pronunciation.